You can't have the peace of God ruling in your heart if you are unthankful and ungrateful. Can't do it. And if the peace of God is not ruling in your heart by faith, you are set up for the wrath of God. Changing God's glory into images. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven because they change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image make like corruptible man. Now, you can do that either through traditional idols of wood and stone or jewelry or whatever. But there's another way to do that. Yeah. Let me tell you what Time Magazine said about this. April 5th, 1993, I've quoted it over and over again, one of the most important articles ever published by Time Magazine, in my opinion. The cover story, The Generation That Forgot God. Inside the magazine, called The Church Search, Americans were flooding back to church, and Time Magazine said church would never again be the same. Why? Because Americans were looking for a custom-made God. One made in their own image. In other words, Time Magazine, a liberal news magazine, had come to the conclusion that Americans did not like God as revealed in the Scriptures, and that we were creating a custom-made God. We were recreating God in our own image. Now, from God's viewpoint, that means that Americans and American Christians are setting themselves up for the wrath of God. God will not allow mankind to arrogate himself as co-equal with God. Again, that's what brought Satan down. And he is intent on bringing you down exactly the same way. By the way, when you and I agree to disagree with God on what he has said, and we'll use the illustration again because it is so in your heart, in your face, profound for our country right now, the issue of divorce and remarriage. When you decide to disagree with the clear words of what God has said on the matter of divorce and or remarriage when your spouse is still living, you are making yourself either equal with God or greater than God. You're disagreeing with his viewpoint. And you're setting yourself up, just like Satan did, to equivocate with what God has said. It kicked Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. Do you think it would keep you from the Promised Land? This is not a game, my friends. These things are not to be taken lightly, but our pastors won't teach about it. They won't preach about it because it doesn't raise money. It doesn't curry favor. They become people pleasers rather than God pleasers. Exchanging the truth of God for a lie. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven because they exchange the truth of God for a lie. That man could be his own truth and his own authority and his own God. Very, very serious. The Apostle Paul put it another way in 1 Thessalonians. He says that the great deception would come upon the earth and men's hearts would be open to this great deception and lie because, for two reasons. One, they love not the truth. And number two, they take pleasure in unrighteousness. They love not the truth and they take pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, I hope that you are a lover of the truth. But you cannot say that you're a lover of the truth if you disagree with what God has said. You can't do it. That's a lie. It's deception. You're playing mental and spiritual gymnastics with yourself. If you have to work double and triple time to try to justify in your own mind what seems very clear in the Scriptures concerning a particular attitude or behavior or way, that should put you on notice, my friend, that you are in great danger of making yourself equal with God and bringing his wrath upon your head. Don't do it. Let's humble ourselves. Humble ourselves before God, and he'll exalt us in due season. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, is walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And this is one of the ways he does that. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And I would urge you, by the way, to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception, your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org, www.saveus.org. God bless you. Be a blessing. Let's humble ourselves before God and prepare the way of the Lord in our lives for history's final hour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me
a very good grasp on mankind and on the foibles that we tend to exhibit. Notably, we degenerate towards mischief. And the Constitution was put in place to lock that possibility down and contain the possibility of mischief.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is open line, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to talk about, why, we certainly can talk about whatever that would be. But basically, what's really going on in the world, I think probably one of the most important things, is what's happening financially. And that is that all the countries are trying to lower the value of their currency. I mean, most countries certainly look after the welfare of their people, the welfare of their workers, and they really want, of course, to increase the living standards of their own people. That is, most countries that are run by people who care about their population, you have to understand, here in America, our leaders have a different agenda. They actually want to lower the living standards here and transfer our jobs overseas. And as a result, of course, why we have allowed other countries like China and other countries to put all sorts of barriers to our goods coming in. They may not call them tariffs, but they work exactly the same way. And because of that, of course, why we are at a real trade disadvantage. Our goods are much more expensive than products from other countries. And as a result, why, of course, we have a negative trade balance. In fact, we have a massive negative trade balance. And unfortunately, why, this, of course, gives us, the other countries, the opportunity to accumulate a great deal of our money. It's said that China has probably close to a couple of $1 trillion invested in American bonds, American agency bonds, and that gives them a tremendous leverage over us. Most countries want to improve their own trade imbalance, and they want, of course, to have a positive a trade situation, and we don't. And as a result, why we're certainly, our goods are certainly not competitive throughout the world, and this is not happening simply by accident. It's happening by intent. And until the American people understand that our leaders, as loyalty is not to the United States, but to this internationalist dream, very little going on today makes any sense at all. But once you understand, of course, that our leaders do have a different agenda, our leaders really do want to help other countries raise their living standards as they move to lower living standards here in the United States. At that point, everything really begins to make sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what you're beginning to see throughout the world are competitive devaluations, and countries are actually devaluing the value of their currency. Japan has been doing that recently, and certainly our leaders are saying, well, that's unfair. Well, Japan's just trying to improve their balance of trade. whereas our leaders are not trying to do it at all. Well, let's go to Steve. We've got him calling from Illinois. Let's see what he wants to talk about. Hi, Steve. How are you doing? Steve, are you there? Oh, I got to push the button here. Okay, Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
I'm doing great. Now that I'm talking to Dr. Stan, it's been a long time no speak.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've talked to you in the past on the, terrestrials and that input in all this, and I was wondering what you thought here of late about how they've really showed their hand, so to speak, that and they've been ascribed as probably being here for world peace. And I talked to you about this before, and I know
you can't. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
All right, you go right ahead. You were talking about these aliens supposedly coming here to talk about world peace. Go ahead.
Well, enforce their notion of world peace more. And you know, short of our mighty Yahweh, the Supreme One, coming back and doing it once again, as it turns out, I don't know who's got the power to do it other than them. And to me, I think it's more of a good thing. We kind of differed on that a bit, but I went 50-50 with you. And if they're here for no good, let me tell you, from what I've seen of them over my 65 years, they could do it in a blink of an eye if they was here for maltreatment of us. So I have to kind of go with they're either half good, half bad, or whatever. But, it looks like to me it's more hopeful than not. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I wonder what is wrong with my suggestion. You know, these politicians, all politics are local, as coined by Tip O'Neill way back when. And I just wonder why people won't come out of their houses and at least have probably three and assemble in front of these politicians' local satellite offices and have a placard up that we've went far enough now and get back to the people's business and like yesterday and have it that way. I just wonder why people won't partake in that assembly like that, because it's supposed to be lawful and free to assemble and get redressed on some of these shenanigans that's going on in Washington.
All right, fine. Well, Steve, first of all, you and I will differ. I do not believe that these are alien beings at all. I believe that they are a demonic manifestations from the other dimension. I believe there's another dimension. And I believe, of course, the people who are in charge would love to have us believe that these are aliens from outer space and, you know, they're here maybe to help us or maybe to watch us. But that is the thing that people don't want the average individual to understand, that there is a spiritual dimension. The battle has nothing to do with America versus the aliens. It has to do with the battle between good and evil, between God and Satan, that's been here since the Garden of Eden. But you see, obviously, we come from different world perspectives.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing is, though, pardon me, Dr. Stan, the thing is, they've made themselves be known and shown, like over the one evildoer's house for sure, George Bush is there in Crawford, Texas, and they've done it twice now. Now, people have told me about this. I mean, I've missed it, but I do see some UFO things in that. I'm not, listen, I've seen things I've never wanted to see, never asked to see, or whatever. I don't know why. But anyway, they've been over that evildoer's house twice and let them know that,
Hold that thought. And this is Dr. Stan. We have Steve calling from Illinois. Steve is convinced that the aliens, that the UFOs are aliens, and that they're here, of course, that they must be good aliens, otherwise they certainly could have done a tremendous amount of damage. And Steve disagrees with my contention that, and my belief, that UFOs are simply manifestations from the other dimension. Now our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go ahead, Steve. What was your comment you wanted to make?
Sure, sure. And, you know, they've been, like I say, been over George Bush's house and kind of rattled his cage a little bit twice now, as I've been told. And they went in and manipulated the numerical values on our bombs and stuff and that. And
Steve, can you prove that?
No.
All right. I really believe, of course, you have your right to your opinion, but I really believe that these are supernatural entities. Why don't you just sort of make your point? You believe these are aliens from outer space, and you really don't believe, and then there is a spiritual dimension here in America, do you?
Not really. You know,
you come from a Christian point of view. Would you say that you're a Christian, or maybe an agnostic, or maybe a non-believer?
I am a firm believer, as I've told you in past times, of Messianic Judaism.
You are a Messianic Jew, then?
That's right.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate very much, and I respect your right to your opinion, but, of course, we're looking at it from a different point of view. I believe there is a supernatural realm. I believe, of course, that in the New Testament stories, of the miraculous things that Christ was able to do, and the only way this could happen is there is a supernatural dimension out there. I believe, of course, that God has a special place for the Jews, and I hope that maybe we'll get a chance to see you in heaven.
Uh-huh. And Dr. Stan, in closing, would you address what I said earlier, my suggestion that people go to these satellite offices and start with about three people to peacefully ascend and start, like Tip O'Neill said, all politics are local, and we start getting their attention back in Washington, D.C., in your local offices, because there's five here that we could go start, you know, just letting them know that we're on to them and they got to stop and no further and get back to the people's business. You think that would be a good idea?
Well, are you speaking now being concerned about what our elected representatives are doing back in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, they're not doing the people's business. They're doing it.
What is the function of government? What is the people's business? What is basic function of government? Can you tell me?
Sure. It's more than what I kind of hear a suggestion here of late on some of these talks. So it's more than just to take our money and willy-nilly do with it as they please.
What is the function of government?
Well, they're supposed to provide defense of our country, and I thought through the Constitution that we had a right to the pursuit of happiness, and it looks like to me they've been ensured.
Where in the Constitution does it mention the pursuit of happiness? Can you tell me where in the Constitution?
Well, I can't.
No, of course you can't, because it doesn't appear in the Constitution. Could I suggest, Steve, that you study the Constitution and you study what America is all about? Read the Declaration of Independence, where it will tell you, you know, for we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that governments are instituted among men to preserve those rights deriving their power from the consent of the governed. Government's function is to preserve our God-given rights, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the original term, of course, was property, but it was changed in the final draft. It is in the Constitution they refer to life, liberty, and property at least twice. They never refer to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The function of government is to restrict the power of the federal authority so men can be free. There are certain things they're supposed to do. Give us a stable currency? They're not doing that. Defend our country from foreign invaders? They're certainly not doing that. They're allowing a massive invasion of at least 20 million people into this country. They're supposed to actually have a stable society, and they're not doing that at all. But it is never the function of government to provide for the health and the education and the welfare of the people, because any government that can provide whatever the people need must be able to take whatever the people have, and a government that can provide whatever you want must be able to take whatever you have. And this is exactly what's happening today. Our founding fathers created a republic because they didn't want the people to vote themselves into tyranny, and that's just what we're doing today.
That's correct. And you know, Thomas Paine, our common sense founder, wonderful person, right there with Thomas Jefferson, right up there with him, said, coined a phrase way back when, lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. And we need to get this government out of the way because they're up to no good. And with that, I bid you good evening, and I thank you for the time. Dr. Stan, I love you.
You're more than welcome, and certainly we will agree on that the government is doing more harm than good, that's for sure. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Steve.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Steve raised a couple of interesting points. Are the UFOs, are they alien beings, or are they a demonic manifestation? if they are alien beings, certainly, do they correspond to the rules of physics? Because after all, whether you're coming from another a planet or you're coming from another universe, you would still have to correspond to your craft, or what you did would have to obey the laws of physics. UFOs do not obey the laws of physics. They can go 5,000 miles an hour, and they suddenly make a right turn. You can't do that. The centrifugal force would, of course, tear the craft apart. This is why people like Jacques Vallée and other UFO investigators have come to the conclusion that UFOs are metaphysical. And I believe that they really are right. In fact, you get into the background of alien abductions, why there have been thousands of them recorded, and of course everybody sort of opposes these, but there's a similarity in the message that they all have. There's a professor named John Mark. He's a professor of psychiatry back at Harvard University, and he has compiled a list and a record of some 5,000 people who say they've been abducted by aliens. And Chuck Missler has written a wonderful book along this line, but they all are very, very similar. They all talk about this coming world government. They all talk about, I said, the importance of this coming world government. They're all extremely critical of Christianity. They all seem to be pushing the same New Age spirituality that is pervasive throughout the world today. But, of course, this is really not a new religion at all. The New Age is the old paganism, the old Gnosticism, of thousands of years ago, which basically is the Luciferian religion. And when you understand that, you can begin to understand what is really going on today. And of course, it's the knowledge and the understanding of these things that only tends to increase my personal faith that we are seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're out there across America, this is Open Line Wednesday, and of course the reason of Open Line Wednesday is we want you to call in. We want to hear what you are concerned about. Well, Sydney, on the afternoon program, we had Alex Jones with us, and Alex did a wonderful, wonderful job of really presenting the problems that are going on. And he says, as I do, that the whole world is moving and moving rather rapidly towards the collapse of the economy of the world, and certainly the collapse of the currencies of the world. And there's no better way to destroy a society than to destroy the value of the currency.
Excuse me.
And every
Can
time that's
this?
Happened down through the ages, you always end up in chaos, as you have in Zimbabwe today, a nation where the United States State Department and Henry Kissinger installed a man named Mugabe, who is a Marxist trained in communist China, and he has managed to ruin that country, and we have continued to finance him in the name, of course, of humanitarian aid. Ever since that time, half the people have fled the country. Others in 85 to 90% unemployment. The only employment really is working for the government. The people have lost their homes. They moved in, and they destroyed 100,000 homes of black people in the nation's capital and in Harare. And basically, of course, the people, black and white, everybody is oppressed there. There's no food. There's no medicine. A total breakdown in the structure of society. And tragically, very, very few people have any real understanding that we are keeping this country, this government in power in Zimbabwe. I think it's more or less a plan to see with how they're going to be able to destroy this nation. There really are people who hate America. And they work through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They are using, certainly, our wealth, our military and financial power to bring about their world government, to build up, certainly, the other countries throughout the world. But ultimately, they're going to destroy this country, and I think they're going to be used by God to bring God's judgment upon America, unless, of course, there is a people humble themselves and pray and certainly look to God, because without revival in America, I see very little hope for the survival of this country. We're certainly going to solve the problems politically, that's for sure. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Ruby, who's calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby, how are we doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. You were just quoting our scripture quotation, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways.
And seek my face seek my and face. Turn from the wicked way.
Yes, right. That's the scripture quote that we are looking, that we are using at our prayer vigil at Planned Parenthood. We're having a peaceful prayer vigil for 40 days. It's 40 Days for Life. It's part of the Walk for Life program here in Santa Cruz, but actually there are 237 vigils across the United States, and we just want to let people know that we are going to be there out on the sidewalk. We're not engaging people. We're just peacefully praying and just praying that the babies won't be murdered. So I just wanted to let you know that.
And where is that in Santa Cruz?
It's going to be where we are. It's going to be. It's been from the 21st of September until October 31st.
All right, you hold on there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Now, where is the Planned Parenthood Center here in Santa Cruz?
Planned Parenthood, well, you know, I didn't even know where it was either until the other day. Planned Parenthood is on Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz, and where we are...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross of John 3:16. as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Mike Riley called that a strike. Two balls in one strike.
Love to hear from you. Down around the knees. We have Tim calling from Illinois, and he's saying that it's a Nuremberg trial. There were a number of doctors who were actually put on trial for the terrible things that the Nazis had done, and of course some of them were executed as in Nuremberg. But of course, probably the worst and most fiendish of the whole lot was a man named Mengele, and he was allowed to escape. He was helped to escape by the OSS and by MI6 and by a dark cult within the Vatican, and along with about 10,000 other of the most vicious Nazis. Why, Mengele and the others were allowed to escape to South America, where they operated, and there may be many more than 10,000, but anybody can look it up on the internet. It's under Ratline. The average American is not allowed to know this. You're supposed to think the Nazis were bad and they were all punished, and the most vicious ones were allowed to escape down there, including people like Bormann, who is actually the right-hand man of Hitler, Martin Bormann. But go right ahead, Tim.
Well, that was April of 1946. Well, today you have Danco, D-A-N-K-O, Lab. They have a home abortion, non-chemical human abortion, RU486. The woman is sent home with the drug. It makes her deliver herself. I mean, how ghoulish can we be? So maybe we need some new trials here.
Tim, what we have to do, of course, is convince people, first of all, that the Bible is true. And that, of course, is the purpose of education today, is to convince our young people that the Bible is not true. That's, of course, why they will not allow mention of creation, the Bible, school, God, or as any prayer in school. But they can teach you evolution as it's a fact. And, of course, when they teach evolution, it's always millions and hundreds of millions and thousands of millions of years ago. It's all a lie. Nobody was there. They don't know how long ago it was. They can come up with all sorts of, radioactive, things, but you can get a mollusk now out in the bay and then have it checked, and this is a live mollusk. It may very well come up with, 50 million years ago. Radioactive typing is just non-reliable. But basically, it all gets back to the point. Either God is real and then abortion is wrong, or there is no God. You do whatever you want to. There are only two alternatives, and there's no place in between. Well, I happen to choose that God is real. And if we could once convince young women that they're taking a human life, they may never have another chance to have a child. They certainly will increase their chance of getting a breast cancer by doing this. This can have a profound psychological impact on them. If they were teaching that in schools, we wouldn't have the problem. But they're not teaching that in schools. They're teaching our kids immorality. They're destroying their embarrassment. They're doing everything they can to encourage premarital sex. And we talk about the dangers of child pornography. I don't think that there's any more pornographic material than that is presented to our children starting in kindergarten in our schools today. Go right ahead, Tim.
Oh, one other thing, Dr. Stan. You're exactly right. Here's an article here, August, Bloomberg News. Flu kills a third fewer in U.S. than believed. Now, to me, all that tells me is for the last few years they've been lying with this 36,000 figure. I appreciate you, sir. Would you please continue on that? Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, they're lying about the number of people who die of the flu. They put out this figure of 36,000, but of course, they include everybody who dies of pneumonia, whether they have the flu or not. And basically, the old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Why do they want people to believe that so many people are dying of the flu and every elderly person should take the immunization? Why? Because, number one, it doesn't work. But it does contain, in almost all instances, mercury, which predisposes the people to Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease, and then they die much earlier. And when you understand this is all about population control, and they know what they're doing, why, of course, it all begins to make sense. There really are evil and wicked people out there who believe there are too many people in the world, and they really are have programs all throughout the world, and this goes right along. If you haven't seen this wonderful DVD we have by Dr. David Ayoub called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, let me suggest you get it. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because the point that David makes is the people who are financing the Global Vaccine Agenda program all believe in population control. Why would people who believe in population control be giving immunizations to children throughout the world to save their lives? Why, very, very simply, because the mercury in the vaccines alters the makeup of the genes, not only in this generation, but in future generations, so that two or three generations down the line, these their offspring, their children, their grandchildren will not reproduce. It's all about population control.
As early as 1974, we just couldn't identify the cause. I remember going back to a college I graduated from and talking to the professors, and they said, John, something went...
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have a real problem as far as... We have a real serious problem as far as what's going on as far as abortion is concerned, and I think that one day, why, there's going to be a terrible price to pay for what we've done. But you, let's go to our next caller, who is Sean calling from... Or is it Sean or Shauna calling from Connecticut?
It's Shauna.
Okay, Shauna, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I had a comment. First of all, I would like to say, Dr. Stan, that I really appreciate your show, and I'm so glad that I found it. I feel like I'm a little bit ahead of a lot of my Christian friends on being informed on in current topics and how the world is really working, and I can't recommend enough your Brotherhood of Darkness. That was a huge eye-opener for me, and I've been sharing it with a lot of my friends, and I just wanted to thank you for that. The comment that your first caller was talking about, the aliens, I agree with you that it's a major spiritual deception that's being played out on all of us. And it seems like they're kind of setting us up for some type of contact in the near future with the Vatican coming out with one of its men saying he'd like to baptize an alien. And then today on the Drudge Report, I was reading that all of these scientists say that they have found a planet that's Earth-like. Yet I read the article. It is totally impossible for this place to be inhabited. Yet that's not how they're portraying it. And then you have the UN with their person that they've announced that's in charge of, you know, alien greetings, or however they put it. Just seems like they're really setting all of us up. And, you know, we need to pray for the body of Christ, because I really fear that a lot of them are going to be taken in by this because they don't see the spiritual deception at work here.
I agree with you totally, and basically this is why I do what I do, trying to point people to this understanding that there really is a spiritual battle, and of course there is a supernatural dimension. You can contact this other dimension, but you don't want to. I mean, we're told in Deuteronomy not to get involved with the fortune tellers and the mediums and the diviners, and suddenly, you can get into a Ouija board. My wife used a Ouija board one time and scared her to death because the little whatever they were using began to move on its own. And suddenly I've talked to people, you know, who've asked the Ouija board, are you demonic? And this thing just flew out of their hands. You can contact these spirits, but you certainly don't want to. And the average Christian, you know, he may say, well, I believe in the Bible, but he doesn't believe in the supernatural. And he has to, because that's the only explanation. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Shauna calling us from Connecticut. He's a Christian, listens to our program, and was just agreeing as far as this concept of the UFOs being supernatural manifestations, metaphysical manifestations from the other dimension. Shauna, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
You just brought it to mind when you mentioned the Ouija board. Parents really need to be careful, because they're marketing these Ouija boards and these pink Ouija boards at Toys R Us for little girls. and apparently they're just flying off of the shelves.
Well, I think that maybe some of the Christians from your community ought to go down, maybe all across the country, and picket Toys R Us and let them know you disapprove of that, and you're going to tell all your friends not to go to Toys R Us. Maybe they'd take them off the shelves. And we should, in the process, maybe we can begin to educate people that there is really this supernatural dimension, because that's really what's behind everything going on today. I agree with it, but I think that's an excellent point. Anything else, Shauna? We'll let you go.
No, thank you. Just again, I really appreciate everything you do and keep up the good work, and we'll continue praying for you.
We'll appreciate that. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Shauna. Now let's go to Frank calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And give us a call if you have a question. That's 464-2295 here in the Central Coast of California. Frank, how are you doing there in Cheyenne?
Well, greetings from the blacksmith shop, Dr. Stan, and may he live to be 100, be hale and hearty all the way.
Well, I don't know that I want to live to be 100, but I'm doing pretty well at 81, going on 82. Do you hear our morning program out of Johnstown?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
When the Mexican station doesn't interfere with it too much, I tune in, and we have duplicated several of your lectures and passed them out at gun shows and stuff in this area on the population control Agenda 21 stuff. And, you know, you're very popular up here in Wyoming. And I just wanted to comment that the most intelligent article I ever read on UFOs, and forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, but it was in Hustler magazine about 15 years ago. And it basically was saying that all this UFO nonsense was to get our minds off the fact that government is raping us in the constitutional rights and trampling upon our freedoms and liberties. So I wouldn't put too much stock in the whole UFO stuff. Now, just recently, I have, through KHNC down in Johnstown, Randy Yarbrough has been quoting from Taylor Caldwell's book, The Devil's Advocate. And I picked that up last week at the thrift store, and I'm almost done with it. I'm still 10 pages.
That is my favorite book, one of my favorite books. Would you like to tell our listeners why that book is so important?
Oh, I tell you, you know, I've been an Ayn Rand fan since I was 17, which is 40 years ago. But Taylor Caldwell has got the missing link, and that's faith in God, and which I am a good Mickey. I'm a good Irish Catholic. And The Devil's Advocate is set in the future. The military tribunal rules over us, but there are patriots amongst us that have infiltrated the power structure, and they take place a revolution between the democracy, as it's called, and restore the republic. And it is a fantastic book. This book, almost every page has got something worth quoting and re-quoting.
It really is a wonderful book. And basically, the story is based upon an old Irish folktale about a time in this town in Ireland where they captured the devil. And they decided that they were going to execute him. And somebody said, well, we shouldn't really execute the devil. We ought to give him a trial before we execute him. And everybody agreed. So, but then where were they going to get a lawyer to represent the devil? And there was a young man in town. You know, he was just out of law school. And they said, well, you've got to be the devil's advocate. He said, I don't want to defend the devil. They said, well, he's entitled to a fair trial like everybody else. So, of course, they go through the trial and they present all the things that the devil has done and the horrible things he does, and the young man who is his advocate gets up and says, yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, the devil advocates lying, but then who among you has not lied? I mean, certainly the devil is selfish and greed, but then who among you has not had selfishness and greed? And certainly the devil advocates, you know, a sexual impropriety, but who among you have not at least thought of a sexual deviancy of one sort or another? I mean, how can we possibly execute the devil if each one of us is responsible for many of his own ideas? And, of course, the more this challenged the people on the jury. And they actually, after deliberation, they decided that they really could not condemn the devil because mankind is sinful, and they were all sinful. So they actually released the devil, but they executed the devil's advocate. And that was the story. But you have the story, and then you have to read what Taylor Caldwell has laid out there. And if you've never read this story out there in the listening audience, get it and read it. It is a story that gives you hope. The hope that there may be people in America, and I really believe there are. I do know that there are units, and I can't tell you where they are. I would not want to endanger their lives. But there really are people who adhere to our Constitution, who want freedom, and they are in very powerful positions. That's all I'm going to tell you. But, of course, there is hope. And I will tell you also what I said this afternoon on our afternoon program, and that is I've been told by intelligence officers, the retired intelligence officers, that they have been told to leave the country, to get away. There's going to be civil unrest here, and we're talking about a matter of certainly months or perhaps a year. And I checked this story out with another individual. I got this from one individual. I checked it out with another person who 30 years with the CIA. His response to me by email is, "How did you find out? How did you find out?" Well, that certainly verified what I'd heard. I've talked to Bob Chapman. He's mentioned that there's some intelligence officers moving in close to where he is. He doesn't have much to do with him because he doesn't trust people who've been with intelligence, although he himself was. But we're in for some very difficult times. Let's just hope and pray that Taylor Caldwell's book is prophetic. Anything else you'd like to say, Frank?
Well, yeah, I'd like to give a ditto to the Taylor Caldwell book. I'm not a fiction reader. Probably 98% of what I read is factual. But this book is by far prophetic and very, very important. Pick it up, read it, and understand what's going on. And we have a great candidate for governor in the state of Wyoming who's going on a write-in basis, and he's Dr. Taylor Haynes, who is a retired urologist. And I tell you what, Dr. Stan, this guy is right from the Tree of Liberty. He's drunk from the fountain. He's a great guy. He's a black guy who is more conservative than you or I put together, and he's running a write-in campaign, and Taylor Haynes for governor against the rhino that's running on the Republican ticket and the screaming Mimi that's running on the Democratic ticket.
Well, you can call me off the air, give me his telephone number, we'll see if we can get him on and interview him, okay?
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can give that to our the producer, okay? Thanks so much, Frank. Appreciate your calling, and let's go to Carlos. And Carlos is calling from Carson, California. And hi, Carlos is an old friend. Hi, Carlos. How are we doing?
We're doing fine now that the heater, now that heat's diminished a bit.
Well, I heard that it was up to 113 degrees there, was it?
It sure did. Yes, it went from like 75-degree weather to 113 in one day, then it dropped down again to 90 or so the next day, and today it got a little bit cloudy, so it's very hard to understand, really, the tremendous fluctuations in weather here. But, aside from that, Dr. Stan, I traveled to Mexico quite often because I was born in Mexico, and I was there 3 months ago in a small town in Nayarit, the state of Nayarit, which usually is a very peaceful area. But 2 months prior to us getting there, they started having sporadic shootings there among the drug networks. And while I was there, there was like 25 people killed in a matter of 2 weeks. They had like five or six separate incidents. And the impact that it's having is that people are becoming so scared and so afraid that they're afraid to go out at night. So it's having the impact of a martial law without an official imposition of martial law. And most Mexicans that I speak to do not really understand the problem. They think it's really a conflict between the drug networks when they fail to realize that this has a much larger agenda, and that the drug networks, in my opinion, are being manipulated by what we call the Illuminati, which are the international banking corporate control of the world, are manipulating the drug networks there to create the conflict and create a state of terror and destroy the economy of these poor people, as it is being destroyed now. Tourism is down 25-30%. They even had shootouts in the luxurious resort of Acapulco, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Carl. Listen, I fear that we're going to see the same sort of lawlessness coming into America. It's only a matter of time. Here in little Santa Cruz, where I live, I mean, the beautiful seaside, you know, community, we never have murders here. Well, not until recently. We've had all sorts of murders. I don't know how many murders we've had so far. But the drugs are here. The gangs are here. But more than that, as I think as the economy begins to fail, why, I think that they're going to promote a sense of lawlessness here to justify imposing martial law. That is what the leaders want. They really want to round up people. In the name of fighting terrorism, they'll come after people like you and me who talk about the, you call it the Illuminati, that's fine, or the banking. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's all the same people. They're all part of this world satanic movement, moving us towards a world government. But I think that's frightening to think of these things that are happening in Mexico, these good people down there, and they just want to be left alone, live their lives. Unfortunately, they're not going to leave any of us alone, unfortunately.
Well, Dr. Stan, it also, you got what they call the Plan, the Merida Initiative, which is Plan Mexico, whereby the United States is now appropriating $500 million per year to fight the drug network.
Well, who's financing the drug network, Carlos? As you know as well as I do, the CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. Anybody who doubts that, go up on the Internet. And of course, we carry the book Drugging America. We carry the book Defrauding America. We have a four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? You'll actually hear, you know, Bill Clinton talking about what was going on at MENA Airport, the smuggling campaign there, and Bill Clinton saying, that wasn't my operation. I was the governor, that was a federal operation. He's asking Sarah McLennan. You'll actually hear him making that statement, because Bill Clinton was head over heels into this whole drug thing, and he was the president of the United States. He knew what was going on, but if he'd spoken up, why, they would have sent him to Dallas. So, unfortunately, on one hand, we have a war on drugs. On the other hand, the CIA is involved in drugs. Great book on that subject, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. They accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book after it was reprinted in Canada. We have that in a talk called One Man Came Back. Monica Jensen Stevenson tells the story. She thinks it was just an accident. I think it was no more accident than the suppression of her first book or her second book. But go ahead, Carlos.
Well, yes, and of course, you know, the $500 million is going to be an extension of what you just mentioned, the CIA's involvement in sending drugs to Mexico, sending arms to continue the conflict, because that $500 million is going to be used to promote military schooling for the military officials over there. And in fact, there's 26 Mexican officials being trained right now here by the, I believe it's the ATF, is training them. And there's camps in Mexico where U.S. military advisors training, providing military training already in Mexico, in various parts of spread out throughout Mexico. And you know, think about that, Dr. Stan. In Ciudad Juarez, where there's a preponderance of the drug crime there, in the area where the maquiladoras are located, the maquiladoras are the factories that were sent from the United States to Mexico to NAFTA. In that specific area, there's only been two crimes committed the last 2 years in comparison to the hundreds of other crimes or thousands in the city of Juarez. Now, in that specific area, you're going to find Motorola, General Motors, Delphi, and a few other international corporations.
Well, it's sort of like it was during the Second World War, Carlos. You know, when we bombed Germany, we never bombed the General Motors plant or the Ford plant or the AT&T plant or the IBM plants. We never bombed, you know, our own plants, which were building the weapons that were being used to kill our boys. We bombed the German plants, but not General Motors had nothing to worry about. Hey, we're going to let you go, but thanks for calling, Carlos. I think that's a great point. Any parting thoughts you'd like to have?
Well, one last parting thought is that all this is going to lead to a joint security effort by the United States and Mexico, which is part of the strategy to create regional agreements, which are part of the strategy to lead world government. It's all about world government.
You're absolutely right. It's all about the North
American.
All about the North American Union, a stepping stone to world government. God bless. Thanks very much. And let's go to Donna, who's calling from New Orleans. Hi, Donna. Thanks for hanging on. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Last night you mentioned the murder of Vince Foster. Would you tell us what you know about it and why was he killed?
Now, who are you speaking of?
Vince Foster.
Oh, Vince Foster. Well, Vince apparently was very, very concerned about some of the information having to do with the Oklahoma City bombing, and he was also concerned about some skullduggery that was going on as far as the Clintons were concerned. But Vince was actually having an affair with Hillary Clinton, but that really didn't matter. They were very worried that he might actually come forward and release some information that would be deleterious to the Clintons, so they had him killed. That was just what it was all about. And certainly there's a great deal of information on. Obviously, Vince Foster did not die in the park there. He was killed someplace else. He was wrapped up in a rug and taken over there. And we've talked to some people who actually were involved in that, who actually saw the car arrive later, which where the Vince Foster's car was brought later after he had already been killed. They can't let the American people that know this sort of thing goes on. But we have a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins. You'll hear my interview with two CIA-trained assassins, plus an interview with a man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Could these things go on today? Ladies and gentlemen, frightening enough they do. Hang on there, Donna. We'll be back in just a moment. Donna, does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Obviously this was a straightforward murder. Now, one of the best sources of information on this was a man named Ambrose Evans Pritchard, and he actually did a lot of investigation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Contact us, join the Radio Liberty family, subscribe to our newsletter. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, to get your newsletter by email, it's a great saving to us, and we'd be glad to send it to you by email. Just let us know if you're getting the Radio Liberty newsletter on a regular basis today. Well, I want to remind all of our listeners out there that we are putting on an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 17th of October. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we're bringing in speakers from across the country. You're going to find them fascinating. Certainly Dr. David Ayo will be here. Dr. Paul Williams will be here. Sheriff Mack will be here. Our good friend, certainly Michael Shaw, will be here. But we need, of course, to get this information out. And hope that you'll come, that you'll bring a friend. People who really don't know what's going on need to hear the speakers. And, of course, they'll realize that there's a lot of people who are very knowledgeable about what's going on. You suddenly don't get the feeling you're all alone. This is not an isolated idea. There are people all across America who know what's going on and want to get the information out. And there's a growing awareness. I mean, suddenly talking to Alex Jones, he said that his listening audience had tripled this last year. I hope our audience has done as well, since we don't have as large an audience, but we have an awful lot of people out there listening who want to know the answers, and hopefully we can give you responsible answers to what's going on. So we go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But if you'd like to make a reservation for the all-day conference, why you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and of course we're serving lunch, so we're going to have reservations. We've got to get them in certainly this week and next week, and then the last week. Why? Well, we have to have the number of people are going to be here a week ahead of time, or 5 days ahead of time. So the time is drawing, and you're going to be coming. Well, you're going to have to get signed up and get on the list. And then, of course, we hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll go to our website and pull down our newsletters. We're doing a series now on World War I. Why should we be worried about World War I? Well, because World War I was created by the secret societies, and not simply by Cecil Rhodes' secret society, but the Masons were involved, and then there were occult individuals. The power behind the throne in Russia at that time. Who was the power behind the throne in Russia? Well, it was a man named Rasputin. He was a demonic monk. He had supernatural power, and he controlled suddenly the Tsar and the Tsarina. And he had actually saved the life of their son, dying of hemophilia. He had supernatural power. Who controlled the Wilson administration in the United States? The man's name was Colonel Edward Mandel House. He had supernatural power. He could control men's minds. And people at the time commented at that. And the phrase was used, he could ooze ideas into people's minds. He controlled Woodrow Wilson. And then, of course, who was Colonel House? Well, he was a disciple of Nicholas Roark, who was one of the leading occultists at that time. You know, two decades later, Roark was the mentor of a man named Henry Wallace. Well, actually, not the two. I guess it was at the same time, because Henry Wallace was the vice president of the United States. And he was actually a disciple of Nicholas Roerich, who was an occultist, as was Edward Mandel House. So all the governments of the world were under occult control, as is the case today. You remember when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation, and the devil said, if you fall down and worship me, I can give you all the kingdoms of the world. How could he make that offer? Because he controlled them then, he controls them today. This is Lucifer's world. And we're here, and the only means we can, way by which we can be effective is to put our reliance on our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ellie Black, who is running for the Assembly here in California, but certainly the issues are the same all across America. Now, Ellie is what's known as a Tea Party candidate. She's not necessarily have the support of the Republican Party. In fact, the Republican Party, if you have somebody who really stands for the right issues, at least the congressional candidate, they'll not get any help at all. Now, I don't know what's happening as far as the situation, as far as the Assembly is concerned. I do know that when I ran for Congress against Leon Panetta back in 1988, I get absolutely no help from the Republican Party. Why? Because, of course, they wanted Leon Panetta there. Leon Panetta was the most liberal congressman in Congress at that time. He had a 95% ADA rating, a 95 or 96% ACLU rating. And yet, of course, because the media was controlled by the left wing, all of the newspapers here endorsed Leon Panetta and tried to present him to the people as a moderate, and he really wasn't a moderate. He was a radical left winger. He was at that time. He still is today. Today, he is the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, Sydney, we've got Ellie on the line now, and let's go to Ellie. Hi, Ellie. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Now, you are running. Are you running as the Republican candidate for the State Assembly?
You got it. I'm the Republican candidate for the State Assembly, 27th District.
All right, fine. Now, basically, did you run then in the primary? Did you run opposed? Or were you?
There was an opponent in the beginning, and he dropped out about a month or month and a half before the primary. So I was unopposed in the primary.
All right, fine. So why do you want to be an assemblywoman?
It's not so much wanting to actually be in the position, but it's wanting to, I see a lot of problems, and seeing the problem is the first step in being able to, you know, come up with a solution for the problem. So I want to use the tools that are given to me the best of my ability.
All right, fine. Now, what are the problems? What are the issues that you see that you would be able to address if you were in the Assembly?
Oh, where does it start? I mean, first of all,
well,
I have...
This should be before five
yeah.
measures. What are they?
One of the top things that really has fired, you know, lit a fire under me to get involved in politics is I feel very strongly about having access to clean water to drink, healthy organic food to eat, and our ability to choose natural ways of healing ourselves with supplementation and, you know, through diet. And I see those threats coming down the line, and I've been fighting against those, and I've been involved with the natural health industry for 15 years. And so that's something that I'm really working hard on, to get information out to people and hopefully get them interested in protecting these things. For example, the fluoride issue, you know, that's right here in our own backyard, is a huge part of my campaign.
All right, fine, but of course that is not a major issue to most people. I agree with you, fluoride is a poison or poisoning our children, but the average individual is not concerned about fluoride. They should be, there's no question at all. And certainly I know your opponent is pro-fluoride, you're against him, but what are the issues that are really concerning people about that are state issues? Certainly, I agree with you what they're doing with food.
Well, you'd be surprised. My potential voters are actually very interested in the fluoride issue.
All right,
you're
hold
right,
that thought.
Right.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Ellie Black, and we're talking about why she's running for the state assembly. All right, Ellie, we go right ahead. So you say that a lot of your voters are certainly feel very strongly on the fluoride issue, as you do. But what are the other issues that do you think that will get votes for you? Because you've got to be able to convince people that they should vote for you. I mean, there are some people who would vote for you simply on the fluoride issue. But it's like the issue of abortion. Some people are strongly abortion. Some people are vilely against it. And there may be 10% of the people who will vote, depending upon your position, pro-life or pro-choice. But there are other issues that are the major issues people will vote on. How do you stand on those?
Well, my background in business and marketing and finance and you know, understanding how all that works and budgeting, that's something that is very strong for me, and I've had many people just so grateful and excited to have a candidate who actually has a background in business and is a small business owner interested in politics, because so many politicians just have no background in what it takes to actually make a small business run, let alone, you know, anything larger than that, because they're used to working off of taxpayer dollars.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, what sort of business have you been in?
It's morphed over the years, and I've reached a point now where I pretty much am doing bookkeeping and payroll and budgeting for small businesses, helping them stay afloat.
All right, so sort of like a certified public accountant or like an accountant?
Sort of, yes. But it's, you know, I started out doing graphic design and marketing for people who are bringing their, you know, product to market, and then over the years to fit in with what the, you know, market would bear, I've moved more into the nitty gritty, you know, nuts and bolts of the money handling and the you know, budgeting and helping people stay in business. So not so much the artistic side of it anymore, unfortunately, because that is a lot of fun, but really more the, you know, how are they going to stay in business? Can they still afford to keep the number of employees that they have? And
all right, then how are we going to get businesses going here in the state of California? Certainly, we have a 12.5% to 12.4% unemployment. How are we going to get jobs in California?
We need to look at regulations. Businesses are being choked out by the number of regulations and fees, and I see that up close every day in the work that I do with the small businesses that I work with. It's insane. I mean, business owners cannot stay in business and continue to hire employees when such a large portion of the gross income is going towards all these insane regulations. And, you know, they're across the board. I mean, unemployment insurance just skyrocketed this year for every employer, not just employers who were forced to
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ellie is simply saying that she certainly appeals to what we need as far as the small business is concerned, is to get the all the bureaucracy off of the back of the small businesses, and certainly this is true. We've got OSHA, we've got EPA, we've got all sorts of government regulations and inspectors, and I mean, it would be a lot better off without most of the government and the state inspectors, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. And it's not, I'm not saying that I, you know, I want to see unsafe work conditions or pollution happening from, you know, businesses dumping, you know, I don't want to see auto businesses dumping motor oil into the storm drain. I mean, there's really an area, a common ground of common sense that I think we can find. And I really do think that the people of California are ready to see that common sense. And people aren't as ready to just jump on the bandwagon of whatever new agency is created to tax businesses.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you're talking then about doing away or limiting bureaucratic regulation, red tape, things of that sort. Ellie mentioned the workman's compensation insurance, which got up dramatically this last year.
Actually, unemployment insurance.
Unemployment insurance.
Workman's comp probably gone up too, but unemployment especially went up because... Well, I actually called the EDD for one of my clients back at the beginning of the year because his unemployment insurance had absolutely skyrocketed, and he hadn't had to lay anybody off. You know, I've been helping him with his business for years, and we've done a really good job of making wise decisions, and so I was appalled when I saw his new unemployment insurance rate. And so I called them up thinking it was an error, and they said, oh, no, everybody's went up, because what happened was the reserve account were depleted because of the number of businesses that had done layoffs. So,
all right, fine. Now, as the state assemblywoman, how are you going to approach the problem that we have in the Central Valley? The problem in the Central Valley is they've cut off the water to the farmers there because the three endangered smelt. The Environmental Protection Agency has said this smelt is more important than growing the produce there in the Central Valley. As a result, I mean, we have towns in the Central Valley where there's 20% employment, 30% employment. There's one town there with 40% unemployment because of this policy of cutting off the water to the farmers to preserve the smelt. What is your position on that?
The water needs to get turned back on. And I certainly appreciate the genetic diversity that's on this planet. And I think that there has to be a solution to preserve the smelt and not put the smelt above the lives, not the lives of the smelt, above the lives of thousands or hundreds of thousands of humans.
All right, fine. How do you feel about AB 23? And for our listeners out there, AB 23 is to put off, to delay the implementation of a legislation that was passed and signed by the governor, which is basically a limit carbon emissions. And certainly the whole idea is that many of the people who are trucking have tractors are all going to have to get new trucks and tractors. And faced with a massive, certainly, recession here in California, a lot of people out of work, certainly this would disrupt a lot of our businesses, and the whole idea was that this bill would not be implemented until the unemployment rate was, what, 5.5%. That is Proposition 23. What are your position on that?
Well, I have a lot of questions about AB 32. AB 32 was the original Global Warming Solution Act that was passed in 2006, and just to give a little background on it, there's an agency called the California Air Resource Board, which was also known as CARB, which used almost $6 million of taxpayer money to supposedly implement AB 32 after AB 32 was passed. And to date, CARB has not been able to come up with accounting or record keeping of how that money was spent. We have no idea. Everything they've shown the public either doesn't add up or contradicts what they had given in the past as record keeping. So anytime there's that much, so much is in the dark about how a initiative was implemented, I have a lot of questions and a lot of suspicion about it.
But is this a good idea? Should we definitely so they have these mark restrictions and cut back on carbon emissions to basically this goes along. I don't know the exact wording of AB 32, but certainly the overall idea is to cut back emissions about 80% by the year 2050. That is the overall plan of, and this was certainly going along with that plan. Is this a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea at all. The whole carbon issue, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, on one hand, they're saying, people say that we're deforesting the planet and, that we need more greenery, and yet at the same time they're wanting to do away with carbon and plants exhale. We need plants as part of our whole ecosystem.
Well, plants absorb the carbon.
Plants absorb, right.
Right. Without CO2, plants don't grow. And they want, of course, what's going to do? They're going to restrict CO2, and then there won't be any plants at all because they can't grow without the carbon dioxide.
It does not make sense. And
well, you're absolutely right. Yes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Ellie, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you at all acquainted with the idea of Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21 program, which is the basis of our environmental policy here in California? And I'm not putting on the spot because most people haven't ever heard of it.
Oh, not at all. I'm very acquainted with it, and I actually try to inform people about it on my campaign literature.
Wonderful. You're one of the few people who really has any idea what Agenda 21 is. Could you explain to our listeners, this is the most incredible program. The fact that it is being implemented, most of our communities are implementing it without the knowledge of the people. Could you tell our listeners what this is? Because I think this is a great issue.
It's a very complex issue, and I really recommend people look it up. And there's a great website, freedomadvocates.org, to go to for more information. But the gist of it is it's a UN initiative, or whatever you want to call it. A UN has passed down to us, and yes, it is being adopted by cities, not only all over our state, but all over our country. And like you said, completely not in the background. And many elected officials will deny knowing anything about it, and meanwhile, you end up finding their signature on papers accepting certain aspects of this program. And the whole idea is it comes under wording like sustainable living and green living and all these things that sound really, really good. But in reality, what is happening is the plan is to kind of cram humans into very urban living situations. So gone will be private property and neighborhoods and people with actual gardens in their backyards, and instead everybody can live in, four-story or I don't know how many stories they're going to allow, but the whole idea is to put them into apartments. And,
it's known as sustainable communities where people will be in multi-level dwelling places. They'll live in the upper floors. They'll certainly work on the first floor and shop on the shop in the basement floor on the ground mm-hmm. floor. And this is a plan to restructure society. And I think that I'm so glad that you're aware of this. And I think that the website you gave, freedomadvocates.org, is by far the best website on that subject. I'm so pleased that you're well aware of that.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed that something would even get as far as it has in the way of Agenda 21, but I think that two bright lights, and one is that they're attempting to do it behind our backs. And to me, what that means is that they know that if they were up front with what it was, that we would never accept it. And the other bright light is that I don't think humans will allow themselves to be stuck in little boxes. I think that we like fresh air, we like the greenery, we like our freedom. And so I think the more people find out about this, the more resistance there is to it. And I'm actually, when I go out and speak with different groups, it used to be nobody knew what I knew what it was, and I would rarely bring it up because it's challenging enough, to run in this district with the point of view that I have. And so I wouldn't really bring it up, and in the last few months, I've had other people in the group bring it up to me and ask me. So
It's getting out there.
That is wonderful. That's very gratifying for me to know that it is getting out there, because Michael Shaw and I work very closely together. Michael, incidentally, for our listeners, will be one of the speakers at our conference on the 17th of October, when we're, of course, going to be having the all-day conference there at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And he'll be talking about Agenda 21 and the IFCLI program. That's the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, a subversive group which, of course, and most of our communities have signed contracts with that to implement Agenda 21 without the knowledge or understanding of the population. Well, certainly, one of the big problems we have today, and although certainly as an assemblywoman you would not be able to address this, but it is this idea of globalism and transferring America's industrial production to other countries, certainly outsourcing our jobs, in other words, any jobs that can be done in India or Malaysia or any other country, why we will outsource our jobs, whether it be reading CT scans or x-rays, whether it be answering on the telephone answering services, whether it would be doing architectural design or doing legal research. All of these things can be done so much more cheaply and very efficiently over in India. And yet, of course, when they do this, why Americans are out of work. Do you have a position on globalism? Now, that is a national issue, not a state issue, and yet it's something I think that has to be addressed. I hear, I don't know if you saw the debate last night between Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown, both talking about jobs, but neither one of them talked about globalism. And until we are intent upon keeping our jobs here and making it attractive for companies to stay in the United States, they'll make a lot more money if they go overseas. And as long as there's no tariff restrictions, why, of course, there's no reason why they shouldn't move overseas, make a lot of money, and then bring the products back and undercut our own industry.
I am a strong believer in the free market.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Generating plants over in China so that the aluminum industry can move over there right along with so much of the steel industry. In fact, we're actually constructing the Bay Bridge. We're rebuilding the Bay Bridge. And they're doing a great job, and it's all being brought in prefabricated, all the parts of the steel for the Bay Bridge coming in from China. Made in China, shipped from China, installed in the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge.
Well, and I think another part of it, too, is, once again, the regulations that are put on our industry versus these things that come from other countries. Well, other countries don't have the strict regulations that we have over here, so that is a big part of what allows them to produce their things so much more cheaply. It's one of those areas of hypocrisy that actually really drives me a little crazy, because we have all these environmental laws in place here, and yet we gobble up all of these things that are produced in these other countries that are just have almost no environmental regulation at all and have tremendous problems with pollution, and yet we just kind of close our eyes to that aspect of it and enjoy buying really cheap stuff. And I do think that people are beginning to wake up to this.
All right, fine. Now, what are you going to do about education? Education is a big part of the state budget. Almost half of the state budget, at least 40% of it, goes for education. I've been at this for 48 years. For 48 years, I've heard we're going to reform education. We're going to get our kids better education. And we keep falling down in competitive studies, so that when our kids graduate from high school, those who do graduate, an awful lot of them don't graduate, but when they graduate, they can't compete with kids from even Lithuania and Latvia. I mean, how could you do such a poor job in education, and how can you remedy it with the unions in total control? They control the Democratic administration. They provide the funds for the Democratic legislators, and of course, the Democratic legislators let the NEA, our California Teachers Association, control education, and they don't seem to be interested in educating our kids. They seem to be interested in indoctrinating them in certain environmentalism and globalism and sexism and all sorts of things. What are we going to do with education if you are elected?
Well, my background, I was homeschooled, and that's fine. I think that's a great alternative. I was fortunate in that my family was able to do that. Many families cannot afford to stay home or have one parent stay home or even both parents stay home for any significant amount of time and actually do homeschooling. There is a video on my website. My website is backintheblack2010.com, and under the education on the menu tab, there's a video by John Stossel called Stupid in America. And it's a very illuminating, short little clip. Well, it's not that short. It's about 45 minutes. But it really, I think, brings to light a lot of the problems with our educational system. And I know many, many teachers that are friends of mine, and they really work very, very hard with very, very few resources. And the first thing that I'd like to see happen in the education system is completely changing the way that the upper part of it has to do. Anybody who's not actually involved with teaching kids needs to be scrutinized as to what exactly are they doing. I had a friend of mine was finally passed her teaching exam, was really thrilled, started teaching out in the Pajaro Valley, and after 6 months or so of teaching and spending money out of her own pocket to buy supplies for her classroom that, you know, they needed, she was out leaving one day and threw her coffee cup in the trash, and in the trash she found a whole pile of pens and pencils and crayons and all this stuff that was totally usable, just in the trash that somebody else, you know, and apparently upper administration at the school had decided should be thrown away. And that's the kind of waste that can be seen in many, many different government agencies. But in the educational arena, I think it's just criminal to have that type of waste happening when, you know.
But it's the very essence of government. When you're spending your money, you're concerned. When you're spending somebody else's money, you're not concerned.
Right.
And they always want more money, and they say, more money, what a better education. We give them more money. We've been doing this for 40 years, and we're getting poorer education.
That is absolutely correct. And my opinion is that good teaching can happen anywhere. It can happen sitting outside under a tree. I mean, we don't need all of this infrastructure and very, very little that actually trickles down to the students and the teachers. So it really just comes down to common sense and scrutinizing the whole thing and seeing where is it falling apart.
Well, I hate to say this, but I think the whole infrastructure of our state is going to begin to crumble. Our income is going to be down. We're not going to get more jobs because they're going to be sent overseas. And I don't envy you if you get elected. I hope you do. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Ellie Black, who's running for the Assembly District. Is that the 17th Assembly District, Ellie?
27th.
Yeah. Assembly District. Okay, fine.
And that's Monterey and Santa Cruz counties, the whole coastline from San Mateo County line all the way down to San Luis Obispo County line.
All right, fine. Well, that's so basically, of course, the issue as far as education, I think, is such an important issue. But the thing is that we've got to have teachers who are allowed to teach as they should. Basically, you cannot teach people to read unless you give them phonics, and they do everything they can to avoid using phonics. Do you know if they're using phonics at all in our schools today?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think this is the key. I mean, basically, I never learned phonics. As a result, I mean, I graduated from college with a Phi Beta Kappa Key. I'm probably the world's worst speller. And certainly my wife went to a school with about 60 kids in the class. She learned phonics, and she's a wonderful speller, and I think God gave her to me to help me in what I do, because we write prolifically. But phonics is the basis of learning how to read and learning how to spell. And if you don't have phonics, why, you just can't spell the words out. This is the most important thing. And certainly for years, they've done everything they could to avoid phonics. They've come up with all sorts of new mathematics. We've got kids, you know, that certainly graduate from high school, and they are incapable of going to college. They may very well have taken a college prep course. Most of them end up going to college and taking bonehead English and bonehead mathematics because they're not prepared.
Absolutely.
I think that's a terrible reflection on our educational system.
And things are just getting worse with the influx of time-wasting social networking, Facebook and MySpace and all these things that kids are wasting a lot of time on, and a lot of it is icon-oriented.
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan Elliott just saying that our kids are spending so much time on Facebook and MyFace and video games that they just don't have the time, you know, to get the education. And they should be doing their schoolwork, and they should not, in my estimation, they should certainly not have those things unless they're getting straight A's. And even then, they probably wouldn't get straight A's if they were involved with the computers and with the video games. Well, now, Ellie, at this point, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can contact you if they are interested in helping with your campaign.
Yeah, my website is www.backintheblack2010.com, and my email address is lindaellieblack@gmail.com. That's Linda, L-I-N-D-A, L-A-E-L-L-I-E, Black, B-L-A-C-K, @gmail.com, and my phone number is 831-818-8157.
Always give your telephone number twice. You never give it one time.
Yeah, 831-818-8157.
All right.
And, yeah, I'd love to get questions if anybody wants to ask me anything about anything, really. And we're in the home stretch here. I'm very, very excited.
Are you getting any help at all from the state Republican Party so that you can have television ads and other things of that sort?
Not at this point.
Foul back. It's two balls and one strike.
But, you know, that may change. At this point, I'm kind of considered a little bit of an independent candidate.
Throw yesterday.
Now, how do you feel about this issue of taxation? Certainly, the Democrats seem to want to raise taxes. They'd like to do away with Proposition 13. They feel if they just have enough money, they can do whatever they want to. And, of course, as you say, there's so much waste in Sacramento. But, of course, if they raise the taxes, why there's less and less incentive for people to work. Certainly more and more businesses have been moving out of California, and I think Meg Whitman addressed that issue very well last night. She said that the people from other states are coming here, they're coming hunting in California. They're hunting for businesses who pick up from here and move elsewhere. How are we going to make it, as they say, so that people, should businesses want to stay here? How do you feel about this idea of giving businesses certain breaks to make it more attractive? Because if we don't give it, the other states are going to give them those advantages, and they're going to pull up and move, and we're going to lose more jobs and have less of a tax base.
It's already happening. Businesses are leaving the state exponentially. It's kind of frightening, really. And yes, we need to look at tax breaks and brought up Proposition 13, and I will
be
fighting to protect that because I think it's one of the few things that's actually keeping people in their homes right now and keeping the business protected as well.
I would hope that you would ask Mr. Monning if you have any debates with him what his position is on Proposition 13 and what his position is on raising the income tax and raising the capital gains tax, because this seems to be what the Democrats are so insistent upon it, because we just didn't get more money, everything's got to be fine.
Right, and it's not leading much. For those of us that are actually having to work for a living, it doesn't leave much to live on.
Well, now, what have you had any debates with Mr. Martin?
No, not yet.
What about newspapers? I read the Santa Cruz Sentinel on a regular basis, and I've never heard of your name until somebody actually called and asked about getting you onto one of our programs. As it appears that they, I know when I ran for Congress and I won the Republican primary for the 16th Congressional District, and the reporter told me later, she went to the editor and said, aren't you going to run an article that Dr. Monteith won the primary? And the editor said, of course not.
I've got an article coming out in the Morgan Hill Times. I should have one in the Scott Valley Banner pretty soon. And one down in the Pacific Grove. I had a really good article in the Santa Cruz Sentinel. It ran on Memorial Day, which was kind of nice. got a lot of people reading it. So, no, I'm definitely not being chased down by the media.
But
set
up outside.
Have you
actually gone? Can I make a suggestion? Because I've been through this a couple of times. You actually get your publicity people to contact the television stations, and you put on a press conference. You have about three or four lines on something, an issue that you think is important, and that you will do this on a regular basis. And many times you can get free television advertisement that way on the important issues and the things that you think are important. Maybe you want to talk about a water fluoridation and how dangerous it is as far as our children are concerned. And, of course, the EPA officials are trying to get the information out. But, of course, their officials, higher government officials, and the EPA won't allow the information to get out. And, you know, give you people where they can get the website for the EPA officials who say that they're poisoning the children. I mean, but utilize television, and this is really the most important issue. Certainly, radio is great. I believe in radio, but as far as reaching people, KSBW, when I ran for Congress, did give me at least whatever I called them. They were always over there, and I may only have 30 seconds, but at least it was a means of getting my name forward, because I sure didn't get any help at all from any of the newspapers.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I had an interview with KSBW a few days ago. I don't know that it's going to run right away, though.
Johnson, over five, lifetime.
I'd love to get something from
that. Well, you just have to say we have a press conference. We hope you come over and Miss Black has an important opinion on the debate between Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown, or some other major issue. You know, the problem we have as far as losing so much industry. How are we going to keep industry? How are we going to get jobs? This is what people are really interested in. Certainly, I agree with you totally on the fluoride issue, but people are interested. Number one in the economy. Number two, education. Although that I think is a strong second. Right now, it's jobs, the economy, and of course, it's only going to go from bad to worse.
Right. Oh yeah. I don't see any vast improvement in the very near future. Unfortunately, there's
And I don't care what President Obama says. You know, the recession is over, but we still have 9.6% unemployment. And then, of course, the recession is over, but people are still losing their homes. And the recession is over, but small businesses all across this country are closing on down. And people have to look and see what's going on and understand that maybe they're not telling us the truth about the recession being over. I don't think there's any evidence it is over at all, and certainly we're having a great deal of difficulty as far as exporting our products, and if we don't not producing anything, not going to have much to export.
Right. Well, I mean, look at California with the water being off in the Central Valley has been a huge issue for the state. Agriculture has been what we've done for so long, and to have such a huge dent in that is really, really not good for our bottom line at all.
Well, you know, I would think that have a press conference, just talk about what's going on there in the Central Valley, and point out that what they're doing. They've already sent our textile industry overseas. They've already sent our automotive industry largely overseas. They have already sent our steel and electronic industry overseas, and now they're shipping our agricultural industry overseas by simply shutting down water in the Central Valley. We can't afford this organized effort to send our industrial production overseas, but now the agriculture, this is having such a tremendous effect. See, people honestly believe this has to do with the smelt. It doesn't have to do with the smelt. It has to do with an organized program to shift agricultural production to other countries, at least fruits and vegetables, and rice, which is, of course, what the valley's been. Somebody has to come out and say it. They're doing this on purpose. It has nothing to do with the smelt. That's the excuse to destroy the agriculture, and I'm concerned, and I know you are as well. Anyway, of course, what's Sydney Wright? Fortunately, what are your positions on immigration?
I would assume you mean illegal immigration.
Absolutely.
it's a problem, and what's interesting about that is that even sectors of the society which normally don't talk about it are talking about it now. And it's not an issue of racism, and I'm pretty over hearing that it's a race issue, and I think most people are pretty over hearing about it being a race issue, which is good. It means we can move forward into actually a solution phase of it. And it's insane. I mean, it's absolute insanity, the point that it's gotten to. And I think that there are ways to do it that are compassionate and that are ultimately everyone's going to end up better off, because right now it's a lose-lose situation.
What is your solution?
My solution is to my biggest concern is the financial stress on the state. And but I think that the solution that I have will take care of all the other issues associated as well, and that is to do a review of all government aid recipients as far as eligibility goes, and not race-based. Could be a lottery system, whatever you want to do, whoever's receiving the most amount of money, whatever you want to do, it doesn't really matter. And basically just send a letter out to all aid recipients asking them to come in, set up an appointment for an eligibility review within, say, 45 days. And if for some reason, if they do not set up that interview, then the aid just simply stops automatically. And when they do set up the interview, then an in-depth review is done so that all areas of eligibility can be checked, including immigration status. And I think it's one of the only fair ways to do it that cannot be construed as being racist at all.
I think it's really so interesting. Jerry Brown, as Attorney General, has done absolutely nothing about illegal immigration until about a month ago. And then, of course, went around and said all people who are arrested, brought in, should be fingerprinted, and those fingerprinted be checked to make sure they're not illegal immigrants. And if they're illegal immigrants, have committed a crime, they'll be deported. Now, he waited until just before the election, and then suddenly did something, which is better than nothing, I guess, basically. But why did he wait until just this time? Well, basically, because Jerry Brown doesn't want to deal with illegal immigrants. He wants to make them all legal. He wants to reward the people who've come here to violate our laws. But just before the election, it's all political theater. And I think the ultimate in hypocrisy, I was so disappointed that Meg Whitman did not counter that remark, saying, Jerry Brown, you've been Attorney General for 3.5 years. Why did you wait till just now to do anything at all? Does this have anything to do with the election coming up? But you realize, of course, what it's costing California. It's somewhere between $10 and $20 billion a year for illegal immigration. That's some of the education, that's the medical care, that's the welfare benefits, that's the subsidized education. If you are an illegal immigrant living in California, well, you get a subsidized education that would not be available to somebody who is a resident of Nevada coming into this country. I mean, into this state. It's organized madness.
It is. It absolutely is. And my father immigrated here, and when he immigrated here in the 50s, it was a whole different ball game. Anybody who immigrated here legally needed to have a sponsor. There needed to be a proof that they were going to be able to be productive citizens.
And they had this promise that they would not go on to welfare. That was the thing. I mean, if you came in, even with the green card up until 30 years ago, you had to say, I will not go on to welfare.
Right.
And now, of course, you come in illegally and you get on welfare right away. And this is madness. And I don't blame the people from Mexico for coming up here.
I don't blame them at all. We're inviting.
Absolutely.
We're inviting it.
I mean, if I was a worker in Mexico, I mean, eking out an existence down there, I'd be sneaking across the border and coming here as well, because we're doing everything we can to encourage them to come. This is what people don't understand.
Go ahead. Well, and unfortunately, it is a lose-lose situation, though. I mean, the state, we're going broke, and we're having all these problems associated with it, and it's a losing situation for those that are immigrating here illegally, because they're being treated as second-class humans.
Sure.
And, so it's really just kind of ugly all the way around. And so, it needs to be handled, and it needs to be handled in a way that makes sense, that's fair, and I think that can happen, and I think that from what I'm hearing, even in private conversations with people across the political spectrum, I think that we're ready for it.
Well, I think the first thing is we have to acknowledge we need a guest worker program. We had the Becerra program back in the 1960s, 1950s, 1940s, and it worked efficiently, and people came in here, they worked in the fields, they were well paid, they were sent back when they were not needed, and they were happy, and certainly the farmers were happy.
Yes.
They canceled that program because they didn't want a solution. That's the incredible thing about it. They wanted to create this monstrosity that we have now. You go down to Los Angeles, you know, in the city, probably about 92% of the children born there in the Los Angeles County Hospital are born to illegal immigrants, and of course all of these children become anchor babies, and they're doing everything they can to encourage illegal immigration in Los Angeles, and yet Los Angeles is having terrible financial problems. I really believe Los Angeles is probably going to go bankrupt within the next 5 years, and then there's certainly no way it can be avoided. You can't ask people to come in who certainly, and then put them on welfare and provide them free education and free welfare, free health care, and then, of course, when they're not participating in the full economic thing, they're not responsible. You can, if you want to get something done, you reward it. If you don't want it done, why, you punish it. Here we're subsidizing people coming to this country illegally. I certainly understand why they're doing it, but today America is at a crossroads, and this can certainly help to contribute to the bankruptcy of our state. But go ahead. Yeah. I'd like to know what specifically you would do. How would you handle the issue of so many? We probably have close to 2 million illegal immigrants simply here in the state of California. We have sanctuary cities. How do you feel about sanctuary cities?
It's one of the things on my literature. I aim to do away with sanctuary cities, and I think a lot of people aren't even aware of what sanctuary cities are, but people are becoming more aware, and as I was saying, it's a problem that's becoming more acceptable to discuss in all circles, and so I think we're ready, and I think with the aid review eligibility process, it's another way to find people who are receiving aid that really are not eligible and get rid of that expense.
Well, I think that I think that you thought these things through very well. I'm amazed at how much knowledge you have and understanding of the problems we face. I guess it's been Ellie Black, and I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you are in a position to help, if you agree with her philosophy, why her webpage is Black.
Back in the Black. 2010.
Back in the Black. 2010.com. Yes. Back in the Black. 2010.com. Well, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Why should people vote for you?
Because I'm straightforward.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Speakers from all across the country. And we have Dr. Paul Williams coming. He's the nation's leading expert on the Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States. And you say Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States? They're all over in Afghanistan. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're recruiting people to go to Afghanistan from here. But they're here in this country. Paul Williams has been there. He's a well-known author, worked many years with the FBI, but the FBI will not have anything to do with investigating these Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States because they're not allowed to. There is an invisible force behind what's going on. We'll have Dr. David Ayoub coming with a fascinating talk, certainly on vaccinations. We'll have Sheriff Mack will be here. Michael Shaw will be here talking on Agenda 21. And I'll be talking about the dark secret. The dark secret. And I think you'll find it a fascinating talk. It'll be very educational. It'll have the information you need to know about what's going on today. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we do hope that many of you out there, if you're in are able to come, you'll come and you'll bring, you know, your friends or relatives who really don't understand what's going on. Hopefully, when they come and they see and we're going to have an excellent turnout. Everything makes me feel that we're going to have almost as good a turnout as we had last year, despite the recession. Why? They simply find out there are a lot of people who are really concerned. Of course, we'll have all sorts of books and DVDs, and Michael will have all the information on Agenda 21. So you'll certainly want to come. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You'll need a reservation because we're serving lunch. And then, of course, if you haven't read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you would like to get a pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, you probably think that communism is the enemy. That is one of the greatest frauds of all time. I mean, I'm just reading a book by an ex-FBI agent, and we'll be interviewing him tomorrow night. He was saying that when he was in the FBI, why Gus Hall, who led the Communist Party, and Marcus Childs, the number two man of the Communist Party, they were all FBI informants. But that's not to be surprising. This terrible Christian identity movement, they had a camp, Elohim City, at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. And all the key people in this terrorist center, They were all working for the FBI or the CIA or other intelligence agents. And so many of the people within the white supremacist movement and the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazi Party, all government agents, creating the best enemy money could buy. But why should we be surprised? Suddenly they had the IRA that was setting off bombs over in London, and the number two man in the IRA and in Ireland was a British intelligence agent. The man who was in charge of killing informants, he was in charge of security, and he killed and tortured people, accusing them of being British agents, and he himself was a British agent. This is how the game is really played. But the average individual has no idea. Now, if what I'm saying sounds ridiculous, you go up on the Internet, and you'll find the information on the people in the IRA who were actually British agents leading the IRA. And, of course, as far as Elohim City is concerned, why, of course, the man who had Elohim City, Reverend Millar, was actually an FBI informant. But they couldn't let the American people know that, and they were deeply involved with the bombing of the Oklahoma City.